Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's turn now to San Francisco, California, where the debate over how to open schools safely is getting litigious. The city of San Francisco is suing its own school district and school board in an effort to accelerate a return to in-person learning. Here's the city's attorney, Dennis Herrera, yesterday.
The plan prepared by the San Francisco Unified School District and adopted by the Board of Education is ambiguous, empty rhetoric. It is a plan to make a plan and is legally insufficient.
San Francisco School Board President Gabriela Lopez, however, says there is a plan in place. She joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So the city says the school district doesn't really have a plan to return to the classroom, but rather has what Herrera called a plan to make a plan. You say that's not the case. So what is the plan?
Yeah, so we have indeed made progress that shows exactly what we need in our school buildings, the supplies that we've provided, the progress we've, of course, made with our educators, the plans to connect and communicate with our families. Our staff is ready to go. They've gone through all of the training, all of the various steps that's required to return to in-person learning. So when I heard this, my initial reaction is really a frivolous lawsuit that doesn't benefit our community and further divides the city and the school district.
Well, do you have a target date to get back in the classroom?
So at this moment, we're waiting on a few more things with our educators to ensure their ultimate safety in returning. And I think what we failed to recognize is that many of our school buildings haven't been the safest environments for a long time. And we've been met with that challenge now during the pandemic. So we have to instill that confidence in our educators. And as a school district, we've been meeting it in repairing our buildings and, of course, including the additional safety protocols. And once that is instilled and ensured, we'll definitely have a date to return.
Are there certain benchmarks then that you're looking for? You know, we want the infection rate to get, you know, to a certain low point, or the vaccination rate to get to a certain high point. And we know that would trigger the conditions for a return.
That's right. One thing that is really important is community spread and ensuring we decrease that as much as possible as a city. Another issue has been low barrier testing and vaccine availability that the city and county of San Francisco hasn't been able to provide, let alone the state. So we don't see that in our school district happening soon unless we really put the pressure on the city, or the city puts the pressure on the state to ensure we have those tools.
We did see the CDC publish a study last week that showed COVID-19 transmission rates are pretty low in schools and that they could open to in-person learning when possible. And we also just yesterday saw the state's governor, Gavin Newsom, say that schools can safely reopen even if all the teachers aren't vaccinated. So what do you make of that?
What we've been understanding, and what I know as a former teacher in the school district, is, again, this safety piece and the trust that the school district can provide that for our educators is important. And I know a big fear is, even when we head back, the chance of getting COVID and bringing it home to family members who don't live or work in the same safe working conditions is really frightening and, of course, very fearful for a lot of people.
You know, on the one side, you've got this pressure from city leaders to reopen. And on the other side, you've got the teachers union that wants educators to get vaccinated first. So do you feel stuck in the middle? And can you work with both of these constituencies?
There's actually no way of returning if we are divided as the city is making us be right now. One thing that we're also forgetting is educational institutions are now acting like departments of public health. And we've been in many situations where we've had to go through a competitive bidding process on our own instead of being provided the services from our city. So communicating our needs is a priority and ensuring that we're working together, but we also need the city to step up when we're asking for this help.
What are you hearing from parents, especially the ones who feel that their kids are falling behind academically and socially by not being in the classroom?
We are living under really horrible times, especially when it comes to our learning. And I know parents are asking and demanding that we make it clear where we are in this process. But I am also hearing from other families who are definitely not interested in returning right now. That's the fear that I'm hearing on both sides. There's one who absolutely does not want to risk that, because if their family gets it, it could be detrimental to their survival. And then there's the other side who I know is also suffering, because learning during this time is just not as adequate, of course, as we've been accustomed to.
Gabriella, so what comes next in this lawsuit? I mean, how will you and the district respond?
So unfortunately, what it increases is more work and more attention paid to something that we've already been able to do. What we're going to continue to do is really work to show that we're meeting the safety challenges and incorporating these protocols as much as possible.
That's San Francisco School Board President Gabriella Lopez. Gabriella, thanks and best of luck.
Thank you.